Hello, everyone. This is Rick Gentry. I want to thank you for listening to Preaching Sunday on BPNRadio.com today. Very excited to introduce a personal friend of mine, Dr. Ron Lester. He's from Tucson, Arizona. Here's Dr. Ron.
Hey, this is Dr. Ron Lester coming to you from Tucson, Arizona. And we are so blessed to be with you today on this day, Sunday. And I tell you what, it's a great day. I appreciate BPN Radio, and I appreciate our pastor, Dale Gentry, and Gene, and Rick, and Ruth, and all the staff there. And what a great, great day to be with you today. And today we're going to talk about the scripture in Matthew 9, 35, 36, and 37, 38. And I'm going to have my grandson, Paul, which is my helper. He really helps me a lot. Since I'm totally blind, he's going to read the scripture for us. And we just appreciate that, Paul. Would you go ahead and read that scripture?
But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest."
Amen. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for the Word of God. We ask you that the Word of God go forth across this nation and around the world. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, right now to minister to the people out there, Lord, whoever, wherever they're listening, around many nations. Oh, God, help them to receive the Word of God today, Lord, as we speak the Word of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I think about this scripture, and I've preached on it many times over the years, and I tell you what, Jesus had just got through, you know, healing many people. He healed the two blind people right there just before this. He raised somebody from the dead. He did, it says in there that he healed them all of all their diseases, everything. And he looked at the crowd and he seen that they did not have a shepherd, and they were, you know, basically running to and fro, looking for something, desiring something. And, he speaks these words. He says, "Pray ye, Lord of the harvest, that he send laborers unto the fields." Now, that's what we really need in this day and age. We need laborers that are willing to work, that are willing to work from daylight to dusk till the harvest is in. You know, the biggest thing we have, biggest problem we have, is that we have not been able to have that compassion for souls like we need to have. We've lost the energy out there. You know, compassion is something that we really need to have, and I just pray that it will share, that it will stir your hearts today, that compassion is something that needs to be in the heart, really deep down in the heart, and it will rise up, and that we'll see the poor, the lame, and those that are homeless, those widows, those that that are orphans, and we need to see them. We need to have compassion for those souls. And, I look at the scripture in John 4:35, and he said, after he had talked to the woman at the well, she ran off, and she began to preach and tell people, "I've seen a man that told me everything." And she gets all of these guys, all of these men, all these people, and they begin to come to Jesus, and Jesus is looking at the fields. He's looking at the people, and he says, "Look," he's telling his disciples, he says, "Look, on the fields, they're white. They're ready for harvest. When you look and you see a wheat field out there that is ready for harvest, it's a golden, beautiful field. A lot of times it is white. You look at cotton, and when the cotton is ripe, the field is just massively white. And Jesus was using this example. He says, look at the fields. They're white. They're ready for harvest. Folks, we need to see the harvest. We need to see that field out there is white. It is ready for harvest. It's waiting for someone. The Bible says, how can they hear without a preacher? We have got to stand up and be the communicator, be the preacher, reach out to those that are lost out there. We need to see the need. You know, one of the things that they've been, 24/7 is a prayer group that is started by a guy in the UK, and he basically have started all kinds of places around the world. Well, I think he said it has 70 different nations that they've been praying around the world in these buildings and around the, just reaching multitudes and multitudes of people. And I know that one of our ladies, Yvonne, one of the, you know, ophthalmologists, I believe it is, she went to the Redeemed Church in Nigeria and preached to thousands upon thousands upon thousands. And one of the things that they said there, the Redeemed Church said that they have a bus that will pick up people that need to come to the front, and that they are 3 million people that will show up for a prayer meeting. And you just think about that. I mean, 3 million, that's 3 miles long. And so they put them in a bus and they bring them forward in a bus. Folks, I tell you what, that's people that are hungry out there. They have a desire to know Jesus. It's some of the greatest revivals that are happening is in our nations that are Muslim and what have you, like Indonesia. Indonesia, I tell you what, people are getting saved. I tell you what, it's just amazing how many people are coming to the Lord around the world. And I heard this song today that was so awesome. It says, we need to declare that God will save America. God will save it. In other words, we need to start declaring that Jesus is Lord of all and that He will save America. God will save America. And we claim that Jesus is the one. We just cry out for revival across this land. Oh, praise God. I just believe that Jesus give us an example in this chapter of what we're supposed to do. You know, in another place, in Mark, the 16th chapter, the 15th verse, he says for us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. He said we are to heal the sick, heal the blind, raise the, you know, those that are weak and lame, heal their bodies. I tell you what, he said he gives us that commandment to go. You know, that's the biggest word that we need to look at. You know, I know that, there are several commandments in the Word of God. One of those commandments, the first one is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And the second one is to love thy neighbor as thyself. Then he tells us in that scripture in Mark 16:15, he says to go into all the world and preach the gospel. That doesn't mean that we just sit down in our pews once we get saved, sit down in a pew on Sunday morning and say, preach me, feed me. I tell you what, we have got to get to that point where that we're not satisfied with just being a pew warmer, but we got to be about the master's business. Be excited about the Word of God. We've got to get on the fiery line and say, Lord Jesus, give me the weapons. The weapons are of warfare that we need to have. We need to have the Word of God, and we need to declare the Word of God that our loved ones shall be saved. Oh, praise God. You know, the prodigal sons that are lost, we need to pray that the prodigal sons will come back to the Lord Jesus Christ. We talked about the prodigal son last week, I believe it was. And I tell you what, and the prodigal father, we've got to believe that a miracle will take place in our prodigal sons out there, that those that have drifted too far from the shore, that have drifted too far into sin, we need to claim them and declare that they are going to come back to the Lord Jesus Christ. I just believe that the Lord is able. He will do it in the name of Jesus. And then what we need to do, you know, a lot of times people, you know, they think, well, you know, I can't reach my son. You know, cannot reach my daughter, but we need to pray that the Lord will send someone, that the Holy Spirit will convict them. And, you know, I know that God is able. I know that I heard his testimony the other day. This couple, they went and prayed over this house. This young man was so rebellious. He was such a rebellious young man. He was 21, 22 years old, I believe it was. Anyway, they went and prayed. The parents asked this couple to come and pray over their house and to pray and anoint this young man's room and what have you. The young man wasn't there, I don't believe. He could have been. But anyway, he had basically declared that he was going to commit suicide. He had already wrote his suicidal letter, and he was ready to commit suicide on a certain date. Well, anyway, the parents some way found out about it, and they began to pray, and they finally asked this couple to come over, and they anointed every wall in that house, every room, every closet, every place in that household that anybody would go. And when they got through, they prayed that the Holy Spirit, that the blood of Jesus would flood that place, that the glow that Moses had on him when he came off the mountain, it was totally awesome. And when Jesus, they said that the woman that came along and touched the hem of his garment, all she had to do was to come close to him and she would have been healed because of the radiance from Jesus, the anointing power of the Holy Spirit. And I tell you what, each one of us, we need to get to that place where that the anointing is so strong on us that when we, you know, Peter and James and them, when they came, came, and Paul, I believe it was the same way, that when he would walk and the shadow would touch someone, they would be healed. I tell you what, we need to get to the place where we're so anointed with the power of God that the miracles will take place. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, anyway, the story goes that this young man, he got under conviction. The Holy Spirit began to deal with him, and he got in a literal closet, and he began to cry and he began to pray. He actually began to pray and to just talk to God, talk to Jesus, and just before he knew it, he said the power of God hit him. He began to worship the Lord. He began to praise the Lord, and he did it so loud that the neighbors actually heard him and called the police because they thought something had gone wrong over there in their house. And so, anyway, this young man, and the amazing thing is that the grandmother was there in the house, the mother and different ones, the family members all in the house, and none of them heard this young man, but the neighbors heard it. And so that was really an ironic situation, but the police did come. He went to the door, and he talked to him, and he said, you know, all is well. Everything is well. He had a smile on his face. He was, excited about what had happened to him, and he began to witness to the police officers and tell them that, hey, I'm all right. I got saved, and the Lord come into my heart, and they was so relieved. And so anyway, they went on about their business. But a miracle happened because a family, a couple was willing to go to somebody's house and pray over that house and believe God for a miracle. And maybe you're out there and you have a son or a daughter that is a long ways off from the Lord. Maybe you need to anoint their room, anoint their bedding, anoint their every place that they might sit, every place that they might be, and pray that they will get saved, that they will turn their heart over to the Lord. I just believe that there needs to be a revival in each one of us, that we will arise in the name of Jesus and start believing that the fields are white. They're ready for that harvest. The Isaiah, he tells us one thing. He says, to Isaiah said this, Lord, he says, where is the laborers? And Lord, Isaiah, I believe he writes in the scripture, I'm not sure exactly where it is, but he writes in the scripture, he says, Lord, send me. Lord, send me. I am here. Lord, send me. You know, the scripture we always say, Lord, use me, and please, Lord, don't refuse me. That's a song that we used to sing. I don't know if anybody ever sings it again. I haven't heard it in a long time. But I believe if you're a willing vessel, the Lord will use you, no matter who you are, how old you are, how young you are, how old, how in between that you may be. If you're willing to work for the Lord, I tell you what, He will equip you. He will help you to become what He would have you to be. You know, many people that are called into the ministry don't even have an education. So don't worry about it. If you don't have the education, don't worry about it. The Lord will give you the words to say. He will open up your heart. He will fill your mind and with the words to say. And I tell you what, you can go and you can preach the Word of God every day, every time you turn around. I tell you what, the people are hungry for the Word. They want to hear from the Word, a Christian person, and they want to see, the real compassion in you, and me. That's what they hunger for. They hunger for someone that really cares for them, that will listen, that will understand, not talk their leg off before they ever get saved. You just need to listen to them and see what their problem is, and just to share with them the love of Christ, how Jesus died upon the cross just for them. Oh, praise God. I love it. That scripture in John 3:16, he says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I tell you what, you think about that scripture. This God of heaven, He sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die upon a cross, came down. Can you imagine Jesus coming from the throne of grace and coming to this earth as a little babe and wrapped in, they could say in one of the scriptures, swaddling clothes, basically rags. Tell you what, now that is a humbleness that you cannot believe. I cannot hardly believe that Jesus was willing to come and be a little child and be born in a manger. Born and laid in a manger. Oh, Lord, you think about that. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, was willing. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to this earth. Thank you, Lord, for dying upon that cross. Hallelujah. Praise God. You need to praise God. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. I just know that God is with us today. I know that the power of God is going forth throughout this nation and around the world. And we declare that America is saved. America, you're saved. I claim it in the name of Jesus, and I declare it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. God is good. God is great. God is awesome. I just feel it in my heart that there's people out there that you are turning your heart to the Lord, that you're seeing the need, that you're seeing the vision. You know, the Proverbs, he says, you know, basically in Proverbs, he says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Folks, people are perishing all around this world, lost and without the Lord Jesus Christ. And I declare that there is a great revival taking place around the world. I declare that America shall be saved. I declare, oh, that your loved ones are going to be saved. Those prodigal sons and prodigal daughters are going to come back to the Lord Jesus Christ. These young people are going to rise up and take the horns of the altar and start praying and believing God for a miracle in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But folks, we as older people like myself, we need to pray and we need to celebrate their successes and thank God for those that are willing to speak the word of God in their school systems, in their college campuses and what have you. We just need to stand behind them and pray for them in the name of Jesus and hold their hands up as they get tired. Somebody's got to stand beside of them and hold their hands up. I just believe that God is able to minister through them in the name of Jesus. And I see a hunger. You look at the campuses and you see the rebellion that I see there. A lot of times, you know, of authority. They're looking for something. They're hungry for something. They desire something. And they're running to and fro looking to try to, you know, get peace in their lives. I've seen this in Vietnam area, you know, back in the 60s, during the Jesus movement and, the uprising of the college campuses against the Vietnam War and what have you. And it was such a, anger about the war and what have you. But we see the same thing happening in America now between the Democrats and the Republicans and about the border wall and all of the different things that are happening. I just pray, God, you are able to resolve this situation. We don't know the answer. I know that, I pray for our president that he will be touched, that God will give him wisdom, that he'll have wise counselors. And I just pray right now that there be a breakthrough in this situation. I trust by the time this is aired that there'll be a breakthrough in our government situation, that the government employees are back on the job and are getting paid. We pray for them right now. Oh, God, touch them right now. In the name of Jesus, I lift them up right now. I just feel this right now, folks, that you need to pray. Pray for our president, that you need to lift him up in the name of Jesus. He's in a battle. He's in a battle situation with the, you know, with the, you know, the Democrats and what have you that are refusing to give him the money to put the security on our borders like it needs to be. If you live in Arizona, I tell you what, if you don't live in Arizona, you ought to open your eyes and see, what is along this border that is keeping them from driving right across. There is nothing that is keeping the drugs traffic from coming right across. I mean, it's just a flood all the way across from Yuma all the way to Las Cruces. I tell you what, it is unbelievable. There is nothing, no barriers whatsoever, and we need your help. You need to write the president, you need to write our senators or representatives, and ask them to get support to this situation, because hey, we need to save America. We declare God is going to save America. In the name of Jesus, there's a new song out. Jesus is saving America. America is worth saving. And I claim it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Do you see it? You got to see it. That's what we've got to see. You know, where there's no vision, the people perish. You know what? We need to see those souls out there. And when we see the souls out there, we begin to pray for them. We begin to really seek the Lord for them and stand in a gap for them and lift them up and say, yes, Lord, I know that you're able to save them. I declare that they are saved by the power of the Holy Spirit. They're convicted of their sins in the name of Jesus. Amen? You need to pray with me right now. Maybe you're out there. You've never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you just happen to be onto this website. I ask you right now to just turn your heart over to the Lord and just say this prayer. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I ask you for forgiveness. I ask you to lift me up out of the mire, the mud and the grime and all of the filthiness that I've been in. Lift me up, Lord, out of this stupid drug situation, all of the sex situation, the pornography. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord, for all of this stuff. Lord, I ask you to minister to them, Lord. Forgive these individuals and say, Lord, come into my heart. I receive you as my personal Savior today in the name of Jesus. And if you got saved, if you received the Lord today, I tell you what, you need to email us and let us know. My email address is ronlester45@gmail.com. And I just believe that if you'll do that, I tell you what, I'll be glad to communicate with you. I have a website, it's drronlester.com. And I tell you what, I'd love to communicate with you. Like to, you know, hold your hand and encourage you. I have two books out. One is I'm Blind, What's Your Excuse? And the other one is The Day the Lights Went Out. And yes, I am totally blind. And I know that a lot of people say, well, how can I ever receive anything from a blind person? And, you know, I just praise God that God has given me this opportunity to minister to you today. I just believe that God will bless you and encourage you. So stand for what is right. Say, yes, Lord, I will be a laborer. I will tell someone about Jesus. I will reach my kinfolks. I will love them. I will have compassion upon them. And I declare each one of you that God is blessing you and he's going to use you if you just say, yes, Lord, I'm willing to go. into the fields and reap the harvest. I tell you what, the best way to encourage someone is invite them for food and fellowship. Just invite them for dinner, invite them for supper, you know, whichever it is in your area. But just, you know, have some lunch with them. I tell you what, they're hungry for fellowship. They want to have someone that will be their friend. A lot of people don't even have friends anymore. And you need to be a friend to someone today. I encourage you to do that. Hey, this is Dr. Ron Lester. I believe that we're in Tucson, Arizona, and it's a good day. And I praise God that BPN Radio has allowed me to be with you today. And I trust that God will bless you, encourage you in a mighty way right now. In the name of Jesus, I trust you receive something. God bless. I love you.